This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
So, card carrying. You think when the bus stops, they go walking into the local Sizzler? Look at that. Right there. 10% off, kiddo.
They're like, look, we'd like to interview you tomorrow at 11. No, Price is Right is on.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I don't do any interviews before 11.
How about 4 o'clock?
No, Ryan's is running the special.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and believe it or not, while the Supreme Court was looking at the Obamacare thing, it was found out that we are mandated to actually make you listen to this radio show.
Ha ha.
Problem is, it's going to be taken out, so I know, it really upsets me. You know, this is, again, we had our 5th year anniversary.
Yes.
This first show of the 6th year.
That's right, huh?
Yeah, we're not going to point that out at the beginning of every show, but this is the first show of the 6th year.
So that means that we've got a really hair-raising, brain-teasing topic, right?
I don't think a lot of these people have any hair left that we're going to talk about today. I was looking for new topics, as I often do, and I don't remember where this tipped off to me. I was looking for something I look for these just goofy shows. Mm-hmm. I just like little fun things for an hour.
Sure.
Things that people can take away, little bits of trivia. And I ran across a fantastic website that tracks why you would track this, I don't know, but the fact that somebody does, I think, is wonderful. It tracks the oldest people in music that are still performing.
Oh, really?
Right. And you'd think, oh, Rolling Stones. No way, man. Rolling Stones aren't even in the top 100.
Wow.
The website is called IHopeIDieBeforeIGetOld.com. Okay? So go to IHopeIDieBeforeIGetOld.com. I have here the top 100 people. Number 100 is 72. That's where it starts.
So for all of you who were automatically going to Rolling Stones and Aerosmith,
right,
and Van Halen and
not
all
even
those
close
guys.
Not even close.
Yes, indeed.
So we start at 72, and I may skip some people because of time and all of that, mm-hmm, but number 100, and here's another fun thing.
What?
I thought it would be, I got to do this show quick. I put this show together like 3 days ago,
mm-hmm,
and I'm thinking, I got to do this show quick because what if somebody dies? Oh, ha, 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 ha. Guess what?
What happened?
Number 11 died.
Ah!
Earl Scruggs.
Oh!
Earl Scruggs
sure did,
was 88,
huh?
And he passed away. So, and I brought an Earl Scruggs to play, but we'll have to skip him over because he's no longer on the show.
Wow.
Let's get to our first play. Number 100, Jimmy Ruffin is 72. He's the older brother of Temptations' David Ruffin. He had a big song, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Number 99, Marty Wilde. Now, again, these people are still performing. That's mm-hmm how you're on this list. Not just that you're alive, you're still performing.
You're still doing it.
Marty Wilde, he's the father of Kim Wilde. He was a big rock star in the UK with his band, The Wildcats. Ronnie Haig, he's 72, rockabilly player. Neil Sedaka, 73, he's still performing.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we're going to play, this is number 96, Ray Manzarek, who is the keyboardist of The Doors. He is 73 and still performing. And he breaks on through every time he plays. Hear The Doors, listen to the organ, that's Ray. Rock School.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through.
This is Rock School as we talk about the top 100 oldest people in the music business who are still performing. Yes.
You know, we in society are so quick to make fun. especially the two people in this room. I mean, we look for a joke and we will jump on that thing immediately.
Welcome to the world of radio. Half the gig.
A lot of people will get flack because of their age.
Sure.
But if you sit down and think about it, you can look at all these people and say, you know, make the jokes like, oh, who's sponsoring your tour? Metamucil?
Right.
Oh, they're making more money in a day.
Oh, than you and I do.
Right.
Oh, sure. And people will flock to see Ray Manzarek.
Yeah, man.
This guy, Marty Wilde, I guarantee you, people who listened to him when he was with the Wildcats, he's still putting it together each night and walking away counting his shillings, I guarantee it.
The legacy that these people are leaving behind, and I bet they got a slew of funny road stories, too.
Guarantee it. Guarantee it. The rest of these people, and we're going to stay in this because I want to get to the next person, because as we get further into the show, I have the songs closer and closer and closer together. Mm-hmm. All of the people I'm about to denote are 73 years old. Jerry Goffin, he wrote with Carole King, who's part of the Brill Building.
Yep.
Phil Everly, 73. Scott McKenzie, he had a one-hit wonder back in 67, I think it was. If you're going to San Francisco.
Oh, he wrote that?
Yep.
Okay.
Connie Francis, who Sorry Now was her big hit. J.J. Cale, can you do it? J.J. Cale, he's 73, still performing.
No, I can't.
He wrote Cocaine.
Oh, he did?
Oh, sure. He had a couple songs. I believe he wrote, gosh, I get the feeling I'm going to be wrong on this. He wrote another big Clapton hit. I think it's called After Midnight. I think
After
he wrote
midnight,
that song. Gordon Lightfoot, Sundown, If You Could Read My Mind, record the Edmund Fitzgerald. He's 73. P.J. Proby, he was a huge hit songwriter in the U.K. at the time of Elvis. Benny King, right? He is 73 as well. Jet Black, he is the founder and drummer of the Stranglers. He's also 73. We arrive at the person we're going to play. This guy, this is, by the way, number 86 on the list of the top 100, also 73 years old, keeping all of the numbers straight, just half the gig on this show. David Freeberg is his name. I've also heard it pronounced Freiberg, but I've always said Freeberg. He is the bass guitarist with Quicksilver Messenger Service and for a while was the bassist for Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, and Starship.
Mm-hmm.
He was with each one of them.
Right.
He had to search him out because he was with them here and then a little bit over there and then some here and there.
So he would like take these little hiatuses?
A little blip now and again.
And every time he came back, the band's name changed.
That's right. Who are we today?
Yeah.
Just stand over there and play bass. So David was on one of my favorite Jefferson Starship songs. You sort of have to once again, were they Starship? Were they Jefferson
Airplane?
Mailbox? What? This is called Jane, and he played the bass on this one. Sounds like this. Rock School. As Jane here on Rock School, these songs are going to get shorter and shorter because a lot of these people who we're going to talk about were performing their hits when they were hits back in the 50s.
I was actually just about to bring that up. I would like to hear how the songs sound being performed today, you know, while they're at the age that they are.
Oh, I'll bet they do a fairly decent job of it. They have it down to a science, I'm sure, down to an absolute art. They come out like Duane Eddy, we're going to talk about. And when he comes out, you know, he muscle memory plays the guitar for him. He can probably be playing, and while his brain, you know, while his fingers are playing the song, his brain is going, should I have the ham and eggs or should I have the, you know, the ham sandwich?
And at the same time, I wonder if there's any desire from them to put out some new stuff.
Oh, I guarantee it.
You know, it's like you come up with your big hit and you're in your 80s and they say, play the hit. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'd rather drive a truck.
Sure.
Here you go with these people. We're going to get into 74 years old here in a minute. Then starts to go crazy in a little bit. Kenny Rogers still performing. He's 73. Peter Yarrow.
He's
yes,
in
he
his 70s.
Is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you open up chicken restaurants. Peter Yarrow, Peter Palmieri. He's 73. Herbie Flowers. He was the bass player on Lou Reed's "Take a Walk on the Wild Side." Boom. That really neat sound. Duane Eddy, like I said, 73. Alan Toussaint. He is 74. Paul Revere, as in And the Raiders, 74. Paul Stuckey, that's the other Paul, Peter, Paul, and Mary. What am I doing here? Frank Ifield, he's a country music singer. Tom Paxton, he's a folk singer. And the one we're going to play, Clem Cattini. Any idea? Clem Cattini, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, Clem. I don't know you.
Drummer of the Tornadoes, or some people say the Tornadoes. They had a big hit. In fact, a lot of people believe the first UK band to land a hit in the U.S. charts. Some people would argue that it was a guy named Bert Whedon, but Bert Whedon was single. This was a band, so what's the fight? This guy was a single person. This was a band. So some people say first band to land a single in the U.S. charts. Clem was their drummer. What was the name of the single? Telstar. And it sounds like this, and he's still playing. But when he was back years ago, it sounded like this. Rock School. Okay, got time for one more song before the first break. Let me do just a big chunk of people that'll get us to play one more song. And I offered two up to you, and you said, play this guy. So we'll get you to this guy. Mm-hmm. At 74 years old, Garth Hudson is still performing, organist and keyboardist for the band. Chuck Jackson, he was a member of the Del Vikings. Gene Chandler, remember him?
Duke of Earl. Duke of Earl.
I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate you mocking him like that.
Mocking? That's what it sounded like.
That's exactly what it sounded
you
like.
You got it. He really bit on the word Duke. Instead of saying Duke of Earl, he sort of dulled it down.
Duke.
Serious. I know it doesn't sound
like
very good.
Duke.
No, it's the way he did it.
Okay.
Eddie Floyd is 74. He's a Stax record guy. You'd probably know him for Knock on Wood. Trini Lopez, he was a singer at the time of Sinatra. He's one of the first guys Gibson developed a guitar for.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find an actual old Trini Lopez guitar, it's worth some coin. One of the first guys that Gibson went to and said, let us make a guitar for you. It's just magnificently popular, and it's one of those things that you say to people today, okay, who's Frank Sinatra? They know it. Who's Trini Lopez?
Duke.
That's what they start doing.
Vic Flick, any idea?
No, but it's a really cool name.
I know for a fact you know some of the things that Vic Flick has played, including the guitar in the James Bond theme.
Oh, really?
That's Vic Flick. Dick Dale is 74. Merle Haggard is 74. Roberta Flack is 74. Don Everly is 74. Shirley Bassey, 75. Told you I'm just going to do a whole bunch of them here.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Steele, 75. He's widely regarded as the very first teen idol in the UK, and supposedly spent a day with Elvis. It's said that Elvis never went to the UK, spent one day in Scotland because his army plane landed there one day.
Yeah.
But according to Tommy Steele, he said he spent a day with Elvis. Guy might be a little goofy in the head, but
you know,
he says
he's getting older.
Yeah. Johnny Olin was a song singer, had some songs on the Girl Can't Help It soundtrack. And the one we're going to play, because you said let's play it. How old do you think Charlie Daniels is?
He's in his 70s, I know that.
75.
Yeah.
South's going to do it again.
And my dad and I went to go see him probably 4 or 5 years ago, so he was 69, 70 years old then.
He's still
playing
now.
And he can still smoke that fiddle.
Oh. Tell you what. It sounds like this. Rock School. All right, first break on Rock School as we talk about the 100 oldest people who are still performing in the music business from the website IHopeIDieBeforeIGetOld.com.
Things that make you go,
Yes?
I wonder if any of these people are members of the AARP.
Oh, I think so. Card carrying.
You think
when the bus stops, they go walking into the local Sizzler? Look at that. Right there. 10% off, kiddo.
They're like, look, we'd like to interview you tomorrow at 11. No, Price is Right is on.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I don't. Right. I don't do any interviews before 11.
How about 4 o'clock? No, Ryan's is running the special. Where in the world can you expect to live the longest? Where in the world can you expect to live the longest? Here, according to the, I guess, statistics of how long people live, if you live here, Japan, China, Switzerland, Israel, Iceland, Australia, you can expect to live the longest.
What?
If you want to live the least, here are the places in the world you can expect to live the least.
New Orleans.
Mozambique, Swaziland, Zambia, Sierra Leone, Afghanistan. They have a life
pattern right there.
Believe it or not, they have a life expectancy of 42 years or less.
Ooh.
For both men and women. In the United States, we are 36th in the world, by the way.
Yeah.
Right below Cuba, right above Portugal. We have a life expectancy of 78 years for women and 75 and a half years for men. So, Chad, you're going to live up to about 75 and a half unless you're really good to yourself, and then you can live a little bit longer.
You'll go before I do.
No. No. The Burns men live a real long time. We just won't die.
Okay.
That's our problem.
You planning on moving to Australia or something?
I am. I'm going to move to Australia, and when I start to feel bad, off to Japan. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Now, don't spread this.
Yes.
But they're actually building a home.
Yes.
For all of these guys to go to when they finally decide to hang it up.
Can you imagine standing outside the window and listening to noonday practice?
No, it's gonna be great.
That's right. Catch us on Facebook, search Rock School Radio Show, and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute, and we'll get all the way up to number 51 and play that person in a minute. Rock School. From the website, I Hope I Die Before I Get Old, these are the top 100 oldest people in the music business still performing. 75 years old, Bill Wyman. Buddy Guy is 75, as is Bill Merrill and Chris Christopherson. Charlie Grace, he was a guitarist who played with Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Everly Brothers. It says here, he was the second person to play rock and roll in London. I don't know who the first was.
But
when you say the second person, tell me who the first is.
Ingeldink
Humperdinck is 75. I think it's Engelbert Humperdinck, but my brain turned it around. Glenn Campbell is 75. Hi, I'm Glenn Campbell. Sam Moore, as in Sam and Dave, is 76. He's still out there performing. Julie Andrews is 76. Johnny Mathis is 76. And the one we're going to play, Jerry Lee Lewis, is 76 years young. But I grabbed an older song, not as in older from that, but a song that's older to us, but he played it. Dig this. This is Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Page playing Led Zeppelin's song, Rock and Roll.
What?
As in, been a long time, been a long time, been a long time. I kid you not. Dig this.
I want to hear it.
Rock School.
Boy, it is rock and roll. Well, it's been a long time since I rocked and rolled. Been a long time since I did the stroll. Let me get you back. Good Louisiana loving. You remember me, don't you?
Quick question.
Hit it.
Professore, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So these are people that are still playing.
Yes.
Is it like a full-time gig, or they just play kind of in their
Chuck
spare time?
Chuck Berry's on this list, and he'll play once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he can keep up. He's way up the list.
So they're still performing, but not necessarily like touring, full-time touring.
Right. We're in the 70s. The people who are up top are in their 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, how much can you do?
Well, the road's, a tough thing to do.
I was going
to
say, I can't imagine at 90-something years old, you run up to the top of the amps, do a backflip, and land in a full split. I can't. There was a time Chuck Berry could do that kind of stuff, but now it's probably a whole lot of, stand still at the mic.
I'm sure he needs a spotter.
Probably, yeah. Turn around to the bass player.
Right.
Can you spot me?
Ready?
Time for 7 days, 70 seconds. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Here are the dates, April 2nd through April 8th. Let's find out something that happened on each one of those dates. Chad, has Monday go?
All right, April 2, 1967. Steve Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group to form Traffic.
Right, April 3rd, 1996. MC Hammer files for bankruptcy. Apparently somebody could touch that.
Oops. April 4th, 1964, the Beatles hold the top 5 spots on the Billboard chart. Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please, Please Me.
In that order. April 5th, 1994, Kurt Cobain kills himself with a shotgun. He will be found 3 days later.
This is a depressing 7 days and 70 seconds.
Very sorry.
Nothing but bad news. Listen to this. April 6th, 1985, Steve Van Zandt announces that he's leaving the E Street Band.
Yeah.
He was replaced by a guy named Nils Lofgren.
Right. April 7th, 1998, George Michaels is arrested and charged with lewd conduct in a Beverly Hills public restroom.
See?
I don't know what he was doing. And then April 8th, 1977, The Damned becomes the first British punk group to perform at CBGB's.
Wow, that was horrible.
I know. I'm very sorry. It's, you know, I have no control over what's happened in history.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, the only good news came from the Beatles and a group called The Damned.
Right. Let's run up a little further in this list of people who are still performing. Number 50, Noki Edwards is 76. He's a guitarist with Ventures. Bobby Vinton is also 76. Herb Alpert, Carol Kay, Leonard Cohen, Pat Boone, Frankie Valli are all 77 and they're performing. And then when we're going to play, our first 78 years old, John Mayall, as in John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yipper, he's playing. This one's called Some Other Day, Some Other Time, and it plays like this.
Every time I want to hold you, every time I want to kiss you, you just say, hey, hey, baby, some other day.
Hey, right quick before we move on, that song right there, Some Other Day, Some Other Time,
yes.
Was that song performed when Clapton was in that group?
No, as a matter of fact, that was a newer song. I grabbed it. It's just from a few years ago, I believe 2009. Don't hold me to that, but I'm close.
Okay, so that was recent. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's still putting out music.
Because I know that was the band that he was in before the Yardbirds.
Right. Blues Breakers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I got to do a nice long list. Again, I got to get through 100 names, so let's just keep going.
Ooh.
Also 78, Marshall Lyle, he's also a player. He's a bass player for Bill Haley and the Comets. He's playing. Willie Nelson is also 78, as is Roy Clark. I saw Roy Clark in Gulfport. He was great. 79, Quincy Jones. Lloyd Price is 79. Yoko Ono is 79. Little Richard is still performing. He's 79. Petula Clark, 79. Loretta Lynn is 79. Des O'Connor is 80. He had a number one hit with I Pretend in the UK. Also hosted a big rock show, Countdown, mm-hmm. show on TV. Niall Van Lang, he was a banjo player from the Lawrence Welk show. He's 80. He's still performing. Scotty Moore, guitarist for Elvis, 80 years old, still playing. George Jones, he stopped loving her today. 80 years old, still playing. So now we're at number 29 on the list. DJ Fontana. Any idea?
No.
Drummer. I always ask you about drummers. Scotty Moore was the guitarist for Elvis. DJ Fontana was the drummer for Elvis. DJ Fontana is 80. Why don't we kill two birds with one stone? Here is Scotty Moore, DJ Fontana, Mean Woman and Blues, Elvis, Rock School.
I got a woman here, she can be. I got a woman here, she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean at me. She's
almost mean at me. This is Rock School, talking about the website I Hope I Die Before I Get Old, the oldest people in rock and roll that are still performing.
Yeah, I got a couple of names here that I've been kind of holding out on.
Waiting for them to pop up.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll do a very short list, real quick short song, then we'll have to go into our second break. Rolf Harris is 81. He's Australian. You probably know his big hit, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport.
No, I'm sorry,
you know
I don't.
Timey Kangaroo Down?
And neither do you.
I really actually do.
Oh, do you?
Believe it or not. I gave that piece of information out expecting you to go, ah, apparently not.
No, yeah.
Bobby Blue Bland, he has a song called Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. He's our first 82-year-old. Burt Bacharach is 83. And our first 84-year-old on the list who's still performing, Fats Domino.
There he is.
There, Nola. Hey, let me walk you home, ladies and gentlemen. Rock School.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny, ooh, Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny, ooh, Jenny, Jenny, you know that I love, we can live so happily. Jenny, Jenny.
All right, second break here on Rock School. I need to get all the way up to number 15 in the break, so I'll just tell you these names. We'll come out of the break with number 15 on the list, but Andy Williams, 84. Mm-hmm. Mose Allison is 84. He was a piano player, played with Stan Getz. Fred Hellerman, he was a member of the Weavers. Remember the song Alice's Restaurant?
He
was the producer for that.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's right. Harry Belafonte.
Day-o.
I knew you were going to do that. Mm-hmm. He's 85. Ralph Stanley, Dr. Ralph Stanley, many people call him. Banjo player, bluegrass guy. He's 85. Chuck Berry, mm-hmm. 85. Ronnie Gilbert, once again, an original member of the Weavers, 85. Here's the name you were pulling out, Tony Bennett.
Yeah, man.
85.
85 years old.
And looks great. Mm-hmm. There was a picture of him in the last Rolling Stone playing tennis. He looks great.
Well, he sang a duet with Gaga.
Everybody.
He sang a duet with Gaga for Thanksgiving and was awesome.
I bought that last album.
Did
it was
you?
Wonderful.
Gaga
oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving?
Well, bought it as in it came to the radio station.
Uh-huh.
George Martin is 86, the producer of the Beatles. Mm-hmm. So there. We'll come out with number 15 in a minute. In case you're wondering, the oldest living human being right now is 115 years old, 221 days, living in the United States. So take that. That's the oldest living female. Oldest living male is living in Japan, 114 years, 350 days right now. So a birthday's coming up. They've decided to put all of the candles on one cake, and they have the fire department standing by.
Yeah, they did that.
Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hi, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks, as always, for being part of our Rock School Radio Network.
You betcha. Coming out after the break with number 15, who is 86 and still rocks it. Back in a minute. Rock School. Coming to the end of the show on the oldest people in rock music and music period that actually are still performing from the website, I Hope I Die Before I Get Old. Number 15, B.B. King.
He's 86?
86.
Woo.
Yep. Every day I have the blues. Well, looks like it keeps you alive here on Rock School. More names to go, two more songs to play. Here's number 14, Charles Aznavour. Ever heard of this guy?
You're asking me, so maybe he was a drummer.
No, he's not, but I'd never heard of him. He's 87 years old, about to turn 88, according to this website. He was named Entertainer of the Century by CNN.
Which century?
I guess this one. And users of Time Online from around the globe. He's a tenor from France and has sold over 110 million records worldwide.
What?
I've never heard of the guy.
Me neither.
I looked him up on, you know, of all places, Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. I know that's not the greatest source, but it, you know, gives you a real quick picture of him and all of that. Never heard of him. Looked up a few of his songs, listened to them, nothing. But apparently he's unbelievably popular everywhere but here.
Forgive us for not having a vast collection of French tenors.
Sure. 110 million records worldwide, though. Unbelievable. Hey. Number 13, Doris Day is 87. Slim Whitman is 88. Remember Slim Whitman in the late 90s? He was selling VHS tapes on TV of his comedy country honky-tonk shows.
Was that guy?
Made him a mint. Made him an absolute mint. He's 88. He's still performing. Earl Scruggs was number 11, mm-hmm. 88. I actually brought along the Beverly Hillbillies theme. He mm-hmm. played that, Foggy yeah. Mountain Breakdown. Jim Marshall is 88, as in the Marshall Amplifiers.
Ooh.
Ed Cassidy, drummer for the rock group Spirit. Mm-hmm. They had the song Taurus. We played around with that a little earlier on in the show. Doc Watson, he's a country and blues flat picker. And the one we're going to play, number 7, this guy is 90 years old. His name is Franny Beecher. He is the lead guitarist, or was the lead guitarist, for Bill Haley and his Comets.
Whoa.
However, he did not play the lead on Rock Around the Clock. That was a session guy by the name of Danny Cedrone, but played it live and also played on this song called Don't Knock the Rock. So at 90 years old, Franny Beecher sounded like this. Rock School.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Well, my baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all. And you can knock swing. Say what you want about any old thing, but don't.
All right, last break on Rock School, talking about the oldest people in rock music or in music in general and are still performing. According to the website, IHopeIDieBeforeIGetOld.com, we're at a number six. Hal David is 90. He was the lyricist and also played and sang some of the music with Burt Bacharach.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Who's also on the list.
That's right. Number five, Little Jimmy Dickens is 91. I'm guessing you know him. You know what he looks like, but by the name you might not know it. He's 4'11". He was the first guy to actually sing Hey Good Lookin'. Hank Williams, mm-hmm. not Junior, but Hank Williams,
yeah.
wrote it for him. He always wears like a leisure suit covered in rhinestones. Remember the Grand Old Opry?
Mm-hmm.
His big thing is that he's only 4'11".
Sure.
Burt Whedon, I mentioned him earlier in the show. He's 91, first British guitarist in the UK single chart with the guitar Boogie Shuffle. Ravi Shankar is 91, played at Woodstock, also was the guy who helped George Harrison get into the instrument, the sitar.
Yeah.
Pete Seeger is number two. He's 92 years old.
Wow.
He was a member of the Weavers, blacklisted during the McCarthy era, sang If I Had a Hammer, wrote it as well, a few other big, big hits. Number one, according to the website, I Hope I Die Before I Get Old, still performing at 94
wow.
years old. Her name is Vera Lynn. Vera Lynn was a World War II singer. Her big hit was White Cliffs of Dover, as in there'll be bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover mm-hmm. tomorrow, just you wait and see. Doesn't perform very often, but does come out every so often and put on little shows, and people flock to see her. Not a huge person here,
yeah.
but over in Europe,
yeah.
people, you know, apparently crawl all over each other to get in to see this woman. Even at 94, it's sort of the thing to go see.
Wow.
So there you go, 94 and still performing. I mean, that's not to say anything against Pete Seeger, who's 92
yeah, yeah.
and still kicking it. We're going to finish up, though, with what a lot of people believe to be the first British person to put a single in the charts. Some
okay.
people said it was the Tornados, but this is what a lot of people believe is the first person, period. Burt Whedon had a single called Guitar Boogie Shuffle back in 1959. Is this the beginning of the British invasion? Depends on how you define it. Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, everything's always up for grabs.
Sure. And it sounds like this, Guitar Boogie Shuffle. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's hope we get to 94 and beyond.
Yeah.
When I get to 94, I want you bringing me food. That's what I want, because I sure as heck am not going out to get it myself.
Whatever.
Unless I'm going out to perform a radio show. Class is dismissed.